Look, it's going to take two and a half hours to get down to Nashville, but you have Nashville Strip Fun right on Franklin Street. Head on down to Bud's Rockin' Country Bar. Bud's has live entertainment every single weekend. Thursday night is college night with $10 Busch Light buckets. Come for the nightlife and fun. Stay to eat some of the best food in the tri-state. Bud's Rockin' Country Bar is bringing Nashville to the west side of Evansville.
You're listening to the Eagle's Nest Podcast, your weekly check of Screaming Eagle Athletics from WREF, The Ref, and the University of Southern Indiana. The Eagle's Nest is brought to you by Bud's Rockin' Country Bar. Now, here's your host, Brad Clyde.
You're listening to the Eagle's Nest Podcast presented by Bud's Rockin' Country Bar, the area's only country-themed restaurant and bar. Right on Franklin Street, you'll think you're on the Nashville Strip at Bud's Rockin' Country Bar. I'm Brad Klein, so happy to be joined by Eric Shainstein, the women's soccer head coach over at Southern Indiana, talking about the Screaming Eagles. And, oh gosh, the season is slowly but surely coming up, Coach. Early August, the start of the preseason exhibitions. The schedule has been released, so you can take that off your to-do list, so to speak, for the offseason. First and foremost, really appreciate your time. How's the offseason going so far?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. And the offseason's been great so far. It's been just a lot of scheduling, recruiting, mapping out the preseason. You know, we're in the search for assistant coaches as well. So we've had that on our plate as well. So it's been a full summer. And it really hasn't been any time off. It's been go, go, go since, you know, basically they went home after exams in early May. But no, it's been great. And, you know, having the schedule finalized and set's always a nice break.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the schedule is, I don't know if you find it fun, but when I talk to coaches at the college level, especially over at USI, I don't think coaches generally enjoy it. It's kind of a stressful thing, kind of a game of musical chairs where who do we play, who should we play, who can we play, who wants to play us. So, I mean, what does it take to actually assemble a schedule? I'm just kind of curious what actually goes into it.
It's a lot of emails, phone calls. It's a lot of just finding the right dates. You know, obviously, you know, we're the first team to go.
Sure.
Like, we're out of the gate. Like, you know, we report July 29th.
Wow.
So, you know, and, you know, the players will start coming in on the 26th and 27th. So it is trying to get that out of the way, honestly. And we try to schedule home and aways in advance, you know, so that I think we're like 75% through with the 26th schedule. Mm. But yeah, no, it is. It's always negotiating because everything falls apart at some point while you're scheduling things, you know, because like the schedule that you see here today that we announced yesterday, that is only about 75% correct. We had to make adjustments. Like, we didn't add Nebraska until, you know, March. Yeah. You know, we didn't add, Eastern Michigan, which is a great pickup, until like 3 weeks ago. You know, cause we had two teams drop us, you know, in March. So we had to scramble to find those two games. You know, and so it's always a challenge. And then it's finding the right date. You know, we talked briefly, we almost had Florida State coming into town, you know, and that just didn't work out date wise, but they were willing to come play us up here, you know? So, and then, you know, we had IU that had some dates available, but we had already had those things booked.
Right.
So it's just finding that challenge. Cause, you know, we want to add Power Fours to the schedule. And obviously we're very fortunate. We've got Nebraska on the schedule this year, and next year we've already got, we're starting the season at Missouri.
Hmm.
And we're hosting...
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert. And we're hosting Purdue.
Wow.
So, yeah, we already have two Power Fours lined up for 26. No, as of today.
Yeah, as
of today.
Could change.
But, no, it's challenging. Sometimes it's frustrating. But it's really fun to sit there and see the look on your athlete's face when you say, hey, ladies, by the way, we're heading to Nebraska.
Yeah.
And they're like, yes, let's do this. You know, and they're like, hey, who else can we add? Who else?
Yeah.
And then, obviously, when we added Eastern Michigan, you know, Emma Scott was just thrilled. Mm. I mean, that's like in her backyard. Mm. And she's like, are we going back? I'm like, yes, we're going back. So, so absolutely. It's always fun to see that they want the challenge. They want to play the top level teams in non-conference. And that's so exciting as a coach. It's like they're coming. It's like, no, let's play more Power Fours. Let's play the top MAC schools. Let's play the top MVC schools in non-conference. Because that, in the last 3 years, has truly prepared us for conference play.
You know, you touched up on my next question. Again, the regular season starting August 14th for you guys, the season opener in Lincoln at Nebraska. That's after a couple of exhibition games, one of them at Strasswig against Illinois State. But the question really boils down to, why play a Power Four? Now, of course, you're trying to win the game, but there are other teams that you guys can beat. Why play at Nebraska and challenge yourself like that? And to your point, to prepare yourself for OVC play, to excite the players, the opportunity to show off your skill set against some of the best talent in the nation. But for you, ultimately, why is it important for USI, regardless of sport, why is it important for USI to play high major talent like Nebraska?
Oh, it's huge. It truly does prepare you mentally and physically for the OVC and for the next opponent. You know, we use an example as, like, we went and played Missouri in the spring, and we went to Missouri and played them, and, you know, and we played well, but they beat us, and they beat us pretty soundly, you know. But that next game, we came out and we played quicker, we played faster, you know, we were stronger on the ball, and we beat an IUI team 4-0, you know. So I mean, so the response, and that's kind of it. It's like they get pumped up for those games, and because they want to sit there and go, hey, we're just as good as anybody in the country. And so playing those teams prepares them mentally and physically for that next opponent. And, you know, that's why we're going to do it. You know, we come back and we play Cleveland State for our home opener.
Yeah.
Cleveland State's extremely talented, you know, but, you know, and then we go on the road and play Robert Morris and Akron. Oh, I mean, that's really, really good competition to start things, you know, three out of the four on the road. But that's what's going to prepare us when we've got to go to Arkansas Little Rock, when we've got to go to Tennessee Tech on a Thursday night. You know, when you have those longer trips and you're playing quality competition, because, you know, we start first. Like, we don't have September and October to prep. You know, we have basically, we start on a Tuesday, and we do two-a-days for about 3 days, and then we're in St. Louis playing Omaha in an exhibition, you know, on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a week and a half after that, we're on the road, right? We're at Nebraska. So we have to turn things around quickly. We have to get prepared quickly. And the players love that. They love the intensity of the schedule. They love how tight it is and how quick it happens, to where, you know, if you look at historically, even going back to the GLVC days, is that we always had tough non-conference, and then we always find our stride about 5-6 games into the season. And if you look at last year, when we go on our runs, when we go on our runs in the previous 3 years, it's always that mid to late season, because it takes that long to get prepped and prepared. Because, you know, it's, you know, is even if you add, you know, you lose two starters or three starters, the game of soccer is such a team sport. Sure. That that cohesiveness takes time. And so we can go out there, and the excitement to play Nebraska, like, they're so talented. Home night, 7 o'clock at their place underneath the lights. I mean, that place is going to be packed with 1,000 fans.
Sure.
And what a great experience for our players to go in there. And, you know, if you go down to the locker room, it says, why not us?
Yeah.
Believe.
Yeah.
Memory of a goldfish. All those things. we steal a lot from Ted Lasso,
yeah,
by the way.
I can tell.
So, but yeah, it's, absolutely, it's such a great challenge for these players, and they're so excited for it. Like, they're pumped. We do youth clinics on Wednesday nights, and the players last night, they're working, they're going, Coach, Nebraska, month. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Wow. Well, that's what it's all about. And I'd imagine as a coach, that kind of ignites you, the fact that your players are as excited, if not more excited, right, than you for the start of the season, for the first game of the year again at Nebraska, August 14th, and then going back home a few days later for the home opener against Cleveland State, like you mentioned. But you also said something I want to touch up on, and yeah, we're here to talk about the schedule, but above all else, about the team and the offseason. And you guys being basically the first to go, right, in the athletic department for the first full member D1 season, the transition complete, you guys now eligible for NCAA postseason. That's a little bit, you know, scary, but someone's got to be first. What is it that this team and this group needs to accomplish instantly in the offseason, that accelerated timeline, condensed schedule before August 17th, or really before August 14th, but before those 2 days, the first game of the season, the home opener? What do you want to see this group accomplish to get ready for those 2 games? Look, it's going to take two and a half hours to get down to Nashville, but you have Nashville Strip Fun right on Franklin Street. Head on down to Bud's Rockin' Country Bar. Bud's has live entertainment every single weekend. Thursday night is college night with $10 Bush Light Buckets.
Come for the nightlife and fun. Stay to eat some of the best food in the tri-state. Bud's Rockin' Country Bar is bringing Nashville to the west side of Evansville.
Gel is a team. You know, obviously, we talked about it last year. Stay healthy. But then gel is a team. That's the key. It's like, yeah, we understand that that the university's first ever, you know, D1 member game is us against Nebraska.
Yeah.
You know, and the first home event is in Cleveland State. And we love that challenge. We're looking forward to it. The team, and that's what they need to do. They need to, when they come in on the 26th, is just bond and gel and connect and really just focus and work as a unit. You know, we always say, you know, we're a soccer family. And that's how what they have to do to be successful, to, you know, then carry all that success in the non-conference into the conference season. But that's it. I mean, staying healthy and just gelling and believing in each other and trusting each other. You know, we've added about 3 transfers since last fall. You know, we've got an incredible group of seniors. We've got 8 seniors. You know, and then you've got returning players coming back from injuries. That it's funny. It's like we have like 3 players that missed, or actually 4 players that missed all of last year's that had to take a redshirt. Mm. That's like having 4 new players. So So you're looking at adding like 10 freshmen. Then you're adding 4 new players that didn't play at all last year because of injury. And then, you know, so that's like 14 new players on a 28-person roster. So half your roster didn't play last year. So gelling quickly is huge. But the great part about it is like the senior leadership and that junior leadership is off the charts incredible. So, you know, it's up to the coaching staff and the seniors to really kind of get them to gel and bond.
Yeah, I remember last year when I had you on my show or just talking in passing in the hallway, you kept on saying, and it wasn't an excuse, it was a reality, hey, we're young and we're figuring it out. Well, you know, now you have all these returning players who didn't play last year but have been in the program, to your point, and it seems like that's going to be a strength for this team. But then again, like you said, few transfers coming in. How do you integrate those transfers into a group that's been together for a while, and in an era of transfer portal and all this player movement, probably a group that's been together for far longer than most other teams you guys are going to face? So how do you integrate those transfers?
That's a great question. It's really about getting them to buy into the system and then buy into, you know, the style of play and the kind of our unity. You know, so like the 3 transfers that are coming in, you know, obviously we've got an outside back, a goalkeeper, and a forward, you know, and they're coming in. And that's like the goalkeeper, she's coming into a competitive situation, because when you have Anna Markland, who's the, you know, an OVC keeper of the year 2 years ago and then had another incredible year, and she's back healthy and she's fired up, ready to go. And you've got a great freshman in Merrick coming in. She's coming into a competitive situation, you know, where she had a great spring season for her D1 program down south. So, you know, just getting her getting to gel with the 2 other goalkeepers, but then Brianna and Erica to gel, you know, they're one's an outside back and there's an outside forward, getting them to gel into the system. When you've got returners like the Graftons, obviously both OVC, you know, second teamers last year, Murph, who started played every game in her career. You know, you've got that and Ava Bora, returning goal scorer. Just, you know, when you talk about a target forward at Division I level, that's Ava Bora.
Sure.
I mean, she's just absolutely incredible. And, you know, and she missed her freshman year because of an injury. And then, you know, so she's like 100% back. So you got that. And then you get like Emma Thurston, who missed, like, she was a huge part of our first 2 seasons, you know, sits out her junior year with an injury. And now she's back. And that's a huge, you know, a bonus. So it's just getting them to really just buy into supporting each other. We always talk about, you know, we do those recruiting calls because it was just June 15th, you know, a while back.
Yeah.
So we're talking with 27s. And the question you get all the time is like, what makes your team special? And it's like the players. It's like, because when you have a bad training session, you've got, you know, 27 other women patting you on the back going, let's go, you got this, it's all good, no worries. And when you have a great training session, you have 27 other women going, great job, keep it up, you're doing phenomenal. And that's why I don't worry about us gelling or bonding. It happens. You know, it has happened every year. It's just when. Now, obviously, we want to make it quicker than the last couple of years, but you don't want to rush the process, right? When we went from Division II to Division I, we always talk about don't rush the process. You cannot rush it. You have to stay the course.
You know, we're talking about a new schedule and also a new era for USI athletics. Certainly that includes USI women's soccer, the ability to go compete in the NCAA tournament. But then again, competing in the Ohio Valley Conference, nothing new. In the past 3 years, you guys have done it. You hosted in the OVC tournament, I believe, each of the past 2 years. Is that right?
Correct.
So you guys already have a track record of success in this league. I'm asking you, what did it take in the past, and what's it going to take this year to continue that success in the Ohio Valley Conference, because let's bottom line it, right? The non-conference games we're talking about, Bellarmine, Robert Morris, Eastern Michigan, Cleveland State, right? Nebraska, these are all to get you guys ready to play Little Rock, Tennessee Tech, Morehead State, among others. So what does it take to win in this Ohio Valley Conference?
Consistency.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really has been what has gotten us our success, is that, you know, we come in on a consistent, like, you know, last year, you know, going into our Bellarmine non-conference game, you know, we played extremely well, but we didn't have a win. We go out there, we beat them 2-1, and that just excelled into our next game.
Yeah.
We open against Martin, beat them 4-1 on a Thursday night. You know, and then who do we start our season with? Saturday night against Martin at their place, right? Revenge game for them. You know, but it's so that all these games are difficult, but it is about having that consistency and that unity, and that's what those 9-9 conference games get you, is gelling, is bonding. So when you hit Martin on a Saturday night at 7 o'clock at night, when they're going to have the place packed, you better be ready.
Yeah,
because you know it's a revenge game for them, and then we're hosting Morehead, and that's a revenge game for us because they knocked us out of the tournament when we were up 1-0 at halftime, playing extremely well. They get a goal against the run of play. We have a goal call back on an offsides call. We have a breakaway to go up 2-1. Keeper makes an incredible save on it, and they score with 2.5 minutes left. That sticks with you, and that is stuck with that roster. And with this veteran roster, they were around for that. I mean, you know, we have out of our 28 kids, there is 19 returners. I mean, we are a veteran team. There's no, hey, we're young. It's like we're a veteran team. And they remember that. You know, they remembered when Arkansas Little Rock beat us 2 years ago. We hosted them. What'd we do? Beat them 1-0. When they were undefeated,
yeah,
right. So that motivation is, you know, and that unity is what's has been the signature of this group. And you know, they believe in each other, they trust each other, and that's what's so much fun to coach this group, is that's what all this is about. Because the OVC is hard. It is hard. I mean, you know, every sport up and down, from women's basketball to men's basketball, men's women's soccer, it's hard. It's a great conference, and it's a great fit for us. But every game's challenging. Every game is 1-0.
Yeah, well, 2-1, yeah, these really close games. I'm just really curious about one more thing. Kind of you alluded to it about how these close losses, or even the wins, they stick with the players, right? That Little Rock game that you guys had last year to avenge the loss 2 years ago, and then you think about Morehead, right, for this upcoming season. Does it stick with you? I mean, you've had so much success over the years. For the players, they have 4 years to win and to get theirs, to get their revenge. For you as a coach, is it the same thing?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely, yeah. So, I mean, you know, Morehead, you know, knocking us out, Little Rock. I mean, I still go back, think about when McKendree beat us in the GLVC championship game, you know, like 4 years ago. You know, which when we, you know, because we were in three championship games.
I don't know if that's healthy.
Yeah, no, it's not. Absolutely not. But yeah, no, I remember, you know, losing to them, you know, in a game that, you know, we had probably our best team ever in the history of USI that year. And they beat us in the, you know, the finals to keep us out of the NCAA tournament. So that still sticks with you. But, you know, obviously I've moved on.
I don't know if you have, but yeah.
but yeah, no, but that motivation is like, so when I sit there and I like, hey, you know, we got Little Rock on the road, they're like, great. Let's go. Mm. You know, we've got Morehead. We're hosting as our first OVC match. They're like, great. We need to pay them back for knocking us out of the tournament. And that motivation, you know, that's what you know, that gets them going. And it's such a fun group because they truly do believe in each other. And that for me is what it's all about.
Got a top half of the OVC team from last year almost in its entirety returning for 2025. The new schedule is out. Go check it out on usiscreamingeagles.com. This has been the Eagles Nest Podcast presented by Bud's Rockin' Country Bar. Coach, really appreciate the time. Thank you so much. I know that every time of the year is a busy time of the year, but I guess we got you before you guys really kick it into fifth gear for the summer. Is that right?
Yes. In about a week, it's 100 miles an hour.
All right, so this would be the time to do it then.
Perfect.
That's good. Hey, again, really appreciate the time. Good luck this season.
Thanks for having me.
All right, you got it. Again, this has been the Eagles Nest Podcast presented by Bud's Rockin' Country Bar. Thanks for listening.